I was always quite a shy child, which made me vulnerable. It made me stand out. I wasn't the daredevil type. So because I didn't fit into the crowd, I was a victim of bullying. I stood out, and some of the experiences I went through, so they were both verbal and physical. I can give you an example of the verbal bullying I went through. So that came about through a friend, actually, and I was running across the playground, and he started making these animal noises at me, and I turned around and I said, "Why are you making those noises?" And he said, "Oh, you run like a goose." So I just laughed it off to begin with, and then those noises kept happening, and then he got all his friends to do it as well. And once everyone clocked on, the whole school would be doing it for me, and they'd come and find me on my lunch breaks purposely just to chant goose at me, or just crowd around me, intimidate me, and just make goose noises at me. So I felt really alone. There was really no escape for me. So that was the verbal bullying, and that really affected me. But I also suffered physical bullying as well. So there were times when I'd be eating my lunch, I'd buy a bread roll or something with the money my mum gave me. It would just be knocked out my hand by people, or I'd be eating the roll, and then they'd just intimidate me so much that I'd give it away, so I'd end up not having any lunch until I got home from school. Another time, and I'd be walking from lesson, I'd go to the same bit on lunch if I could, and I'd have to walk past these same two people, and one of them would grab me, and the other one would just throw punches into my stomach. So there was just, wherever I went, there was really no escape. There was always people there. There was always bullies around the corner. So wherever I went, they were always there, and I just didn't feel I didn't feel like I belonged anywhere. I didn't feel I fit in with anyone, because every time I tried to make friends and be around groups, they'd just laugh at me. So I'd go away and I'd just head off to lesson early and things like that.
And did you ever tell your parents what was going on?
No, I never told my parents. It was the fear of telling my dad and being perceived as weak, so I'd never tell my dad. And my mum suffers with anxiety, so I didn't want to add to her worries. And I just didn't feel, I just think at that age, I just took it on all myself. I just didn't want anyone to know. And it felt like me against the world. So the reason for me speaking out today is to show people that it's not you against the world. There are people that we can all go through bullying. We can fight it together, and we just need to speak out, really.
How did you deal with what was going on whilst you were at school then? Because there were some days, weren't there, when you didn't want to go to school?
There wasn't really a way I dealt with it at secondary school. It was just, I'd just be watching the clock, waiting for school to end. And unfortunately, even on the bus, I'd suffer with bullying and all the chanting and everything. So it was always with me. When I went to sleep, I was still thinking about it. There really was no escape. I'd just go home, up into my room, and just cry. I'd cry endlessly. I just felt so alone, and it made me kind of just stay in my room all the time, really. And I just wish that never happened, because I missed out time with my family, and that hurts me to this day. There were times I'd put my fingers down my throat in the mornings just to try and be sick, so I could say to my mum that I wasn't well. Sometimes that worked for me. I just wish I never had to do that. I wish it was the happy times I had at primary school. And there was just times I just... My mum always thought it was to do with, like, maybe to do with the homework or something, or I had a homework deadline, but it was bullying, but I never said anything.
Now that you've left school, you don't see those people anymore. How do you think that experience has affected you?
I would say there's not a day that goes by where I don't think of my bullying experiences. It's always in my mind, but I've done things to combat that now and make myself stronger for it. So after I left school, I took up fitness, because I just wanted to do something that made me feel good about myself, to help my physical and mental well-being. And I made a promise to myself that one day I'd run marathons, and for the people that took the mickey out of me for the way I run, I wanted to show them that whatever they'd done, it wasn't going to stop me, and I'm going to be stronger for it. So I've done marathon running. I've I've taken up journalism. I suffered stuttering as a result of bullying. It just made me more shy, and I just couldn't get my words out. So I took up journalism to find my voice again and give me the confidence that was taken away from me.